It's Thursday, June 23rd, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. As The Worldview reported recently, a high court in Pakistan upheld the death sentence for two Christian brothers accused of insulting Islam. The brothers have been in prison since 2011 for allegedly publishing a blog that blasphemed Islam. There is no evidence the brothers actually created the website, but they suspect some Muslim acquaintances of theirs created it after they had a disagreement. Please pray for these Christian brothers as they appeal to Pakistan's Supreme Court. Pakistan is ranked 8th on the Open Doors World Watch list of nations where it is most difficult to be a Christian. The European Christian political movement made a presentation in Madrid, Spain last week, hosted by one of its new member organizations. Valerio Galecci, its president, said the political movement is, quote, the only European political party that explicitly promotes Christian values in politics. Our movement brings together like-minded individuals, parties, and organizations from all over Europe, end quote. Founded in 2005, the European Christian Political Movement has 4 members in the European Parliament and 20 registered political parties. 2 Samuel 23, verse 3 says, "He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God." The National Church Life Survey Research released findings from its survey on Christianity in Australia. Christian affiliation in Australia has dwindled from over 90% in 1900 to about 50% in 2016. However, the study found the percentage of Australians who frequently go to church increased from 18% in 2016 to 22% in 2019. It slumped to 16% in 2020 during the pandemic and bounced back to 21% last year. Young adults had the highest church attendance rate at 32%, while 50 to 64-year-olds had the lowest attendance rate at 11%. Hebrews 10 verses 24 and 25 says, "Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another." Yesterday, President Joe Biden asked Congress to suspend the federal gasoline tax for 3 months in the face of record high gas prices. Biden also urged states to do the same. The federal gas tax is 18.4 cents per gallon, and the diesel tax is 24.4 cents per gallon. State gas taxes are an average of 30 cents per gallon. The move would cut $10 billion from the Highway Trust Fund. The Family Research Council has documented dozens of violent attacks on churches and pro-life groups since the Supreme Court leak of the decision that would overturn Roe v. Wade. As of yesterday, the report noted 15 violent incidents against churches, 32 incidents against pro-life groups or pregnancy centers, and 16 other incidents of threats or disruptions aimed at pro-lifers. Pro-abortion activists with Jane's Revenge have taken responsibility for multiple attacks, calling it, quote, open season, end quote, on pro-life groups. The group's name is a reference to the Jane Collective, an underground group in Chicago that helped mothers obtain illegal abortions of their babies prior to the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. Last week, the Iowa Supreme Court ruled that there is no right to abortion in the state constitution. The decision overturns a 2018 ruling when the Iowa Supreme Court called abortion a state constitutional right. Meanwhile, Louisiana Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards signed 2 anti-abortion bills this week. One bill bans abortions if Roe v. Wade is overturned, with penalties of up to 10 years in prison and $100,000 in fines. The other bill bans mailing abortion pills to Louisiana residents. We continue to get emails about this Christian newscast at adam@theworldview.com. Gordon Goodman in Salisbury, North Carolina said, quote, "What I like about The Worldview is also what I like about the briefing and wretched. I get the daily news as seen through a Christian worldview. I get biblical responses, And lastly, I get to see how the Lord works through the three of you, end quote. And Daily Grace Moore in Dryden, Virginia wrote, quote, I just want to say thank you for providing this newscast that supplies many people across the world with true news coming from a firm, biblical perspective. I am 20 years old and live on a farm with my family. I listen to The Worldview while running, doing laundry for my large family, cleaning, cooking, canning produce from the garden, traveling, mucking the barn, and grooming our dogs. I love how it's both thought-provoking and uplifting. I especially enjoy the inspiring stories of heroism carried out by Good Samaritans. End quote. When you write, please include your city and state, and if you're a young person, cite your age. And finally, yesterday I urged 10 listeners to The Worldview to step up to the plate and give $4,000. Amazingly, toward our goal of raising $76,000 by Tuesday, July 5th, to keep The Worldview on the air, 15 Worldview listeners made donations yesterday. Our thanks to Bob in Cosmolis, Washington, who gave $25, and Susan in Suffolk, Virginia, who gave $50. We appreciate the generosity of Rod in Markle, Indiana, Elizabeth in Decatur, Alabama, Margaret in Carrickfergus, Antrim, Canada, and an anonymous donor from Oxford, New York, each of whom gave $100. We're grateful to Todd in Pleasantville, Tennessee, who pledged $10 per month for 12 months for a gift of $120, and Robert in Boynton Beach, Florida, who gave $250, plus six siblings, Tirza, age 8, Thor, age 10, Teshuva, age 13, Tikva, age 14, Tavaria, age 14, and Tava, age 15, in Pleasantville, Tennessee, pooled their chore money, their birthday money, and their work at a store and in construction to give $254.63.